This is the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new week of broadcast on the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us not only today, but every day this week as we continue our tradition of bringing you beautiful Christian music and inspiring preaching and teaching from the Word of God as preached by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Now today, all of this week, we continue our study of Bible doctrine, looking at the Great Tribulation this week. And just before that, let's hear Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, and then Dr. Green.
Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Lead us, our Father, as we open thy word to study today. Direct us by the Spirit of God, and may thy will be done in Jesus' name. Save sinners, revive believers, strengthen every believer in the inner man, and help us to have faith in God, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who is our completeness. And in him we find our every need supplied. It is in his name we live, we move, and it's in his name I pray. Amen. Verse 15, Revelation 11. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Now let me stop right there. I believe the two witnesses, and I believe that they will be Moses and Elijah, will testify during the last half or the great tribulation period. And when they're killed and their bodies remain in the street 3.5 days, and then they are raised from the dead and they are caught up to meet Jesus in the clouds, a voice cries, come up, and they are caught up. And then in that same hour, there is a gigantic earthquake. I believe this occurs at the climax of the 1260 days or the 3.5 years. Now, what I'm reading here, the seventh angel sounded, and there were voices in heaven, and great voices, and they cried out, the kingdoms of the world are become the kingdom of our God and our Lord. Now, here is what I want you to see. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. God did not create this universe to annihilate it or to completely erase it from existence. It will be melted, it will be renovated, it will be purified. But the foundation of this earth remaineth, so we read in the Old Testament. And upon the foundation, God will give to us a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness, and the knowledge of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters now cover the sea. And there won't be any sea. There will be no sea in the new earth. And there will be, of course, much, much more ground. No sea. There'll be no reason for the sea. There'll be no point in the waters of the sea. It'll all be ground. Now, I'm saying that to point out what I want you to see today, if you miss everything else. God will redeem this earth. The redemption that Jesus purchased with his blood, through his shed blood on Calvary, was not just for the redemption of man, but the redemption of the whole creation. The whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now, waiting the adoption to wit the redemption of our bodies. And that means when Jesus comes in the resurrection, and that is when comes in the rapture, and we are raised in the resurrection of the righteous. And the millennium, of course, will begin at the climax of the tribulation, and the earth will be delivered from the curse and from groaning. Now, it will not be renovated until after the millennium, but it will be delivered. There'll be no curse during the millennium. The animal kingdom will be tame. All animals will be tame. There will be no hurricanes, tornadoes, hailstorms, snowstorms. The earth will be air-conditioned. Now, I know some of you people think I'm off on the deep end, but I'm not. I'm not. The Garden of Eden was air-conditioned. When Adam and Eve were first created, they didn't wear any clothes. It wasn't cold. They were innocent. They were innocent. They were not ashamed. They were innocent, beloved. They were innocent. Now, you think, and listen, I'm not advocating nudity. Don't you ever tell anybody that I am. Don't you ever accuse me of that. But I'm saying to you that clothes are expensive. Clothes are a lot of trouble. Clothes are a lot of bother. Think of the energy you spend putting on, taking off clothes, mending clothes, washing clothes, ironing clothes. Think of the money you spend having your suits and dresses dry clean. Think of the money you spend on shoes, hats, umbrellas, overcoats, raincoats. Just think it over. Now, if Adam had never sinned, man would have never been bothered with clothes. Now, that's right. They were innocent. They were happy. They were innocent. They did not have dirty minds. They did not look upon each other with lust, as one writer would have you to believe. In this present day of religious literature, there is some Christian literature, and there is a lot of religious literature. Adam and Eve never looked upon each other in lust. Never. They were innocent. They wore no clothes. The Garden of Eden was air-conditioned. There was no butchering of animals. They were vegetarians. They ate fruit. And I'm sure that there were some type of vegetable or vegetables in the garden. I don't know what. But I know that every tree that was good for food was there. And Adam and Eve, they were happy. I don't know how long they enjoyed the bliss and the wonderful garden paradise. I don't know how long, but I know this. The minute they ate the forbidden fruit, they realized that something horrible had happened. They immediately got busy, and they made aprons out of fig leaves, and that didn't satisfy them. They ran. They hid. You know the sad story. Now, the new earth will be one grand, glorious paradise. It will not be hot. It will not be cold. There'll be no thunderstorms. There'll be no tornadoes. There'll be no hurricanes. There'll be no earthquakes. Now, I'm not saying that people will not wear clothes, because during the millennium, there will be people here in their natural bodies. And I do believe, and I'm sure, that men and people will wear clothes, of course. But I'm saying that the new earth will be paradise. Now, I want to read on down just a little further here. And so the four and twenty elders, we remember now, we meet these 24 elders back in the very beginning of the book of Revelation. That is, I say, the beginning, chapter 4. These elders, 24 of them, are there in chapter 4. And so they, the 24 elders there, say, holy, 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 and so forth. Now then, we read over here that these elders, let me read it, they and the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God. Fell down upon their faces and they worshiped God. And here's what they said. We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. Now, I want to point out something that you don't see surface reading. You know, you can read the Bible, but that is not necessarily studying the Bible. Watch this now. And they, the elders, the 24, said, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art, wast, and, here it is, art to come. See, this is not the final. This is not the climax of the doings of Almighty God concerning this earth. Now, I've told you several times in studying Revelation from time to time, I've told you that you cannot expect verse after verse to give to you the things that will happen 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, and so on. Now, we of course, chapter 11 is parenthetical down to verse 15. It's parenthetical, and of course, chapter 10, all of chapter 10 is parenthetical. Now, we are reading about the seventh trumpet. The seventh trumpet is the angel sounds a trumpet, and there are voices, and the voices announce that the kingdoms of this earth have become the kingdoms of the Lord and Christ, and he'll reign forever and ever. Now, now watch this very closely, what I'm going to say, and then you will not need to write me and say, Brother Green, I didn't understand what you said. If you'll listen carefully, you'll save yourself time and postage, and you'll save the Gospel Hour postage. And I'll tell you, postage is one of our big items today. So you listen now. I'm saying that this announces, right here, the voices, the beginning of the ending of time, when the nations of earth will become the kingdom of God Almighty, and God will reign not 1,000 years, but forever and ever and ever. Christ will reign 1,000 years in the millennium. He'll sit on the throne of David and reign for 1,000 years. And we'll study about that later. but this is forever and ever. Now, the millennial kingdom, kingdom age that is the millennium, 1,000 years, will pass over into the kingdom of God that will go on and on and on and on, unending throughout the endless eternity. Now listen carefully. I'm going to quote some scripture. For unto us a child is born. Now that was uttered 700 years before he was born. But when God Almighty says a child will be born, he is born. I mean by that, hell can't stop that child. So the prophet said, Isaiah, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Never has been, but it will be. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And in the next verse, and I'll tell you where it is in a minute, the next verse continues, of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Now the millennium was promised to Abraham and his people, but the kingdom of God, unending, is promised to all the saints from Adam to the last one born again. So the kingdom that is the nations will become the kingdom of Christ and the Lord, our Lord and his Christ, our God, our Jehovah and Jehovah's Christ. That's the Father and the Son. And so the kingdoms of this earth will become the kingdom of God, and he'll reign forever and ever. Not 1,000 years, but forever. Jesus will reign 1,000 years, and the church will reign with him for 1,000 years. Then, of course, the battle of Gog and Magog, and I can't go into that today. Then the battle of Gog and Magog, and then after that, the great white throne judgment, and then the eternity of eternities, the unending trillions and trillions. Of course, there's no need for me to say the unending years, because there won't be any years. There won't be. When God Almighty puts all the wicked and the devil and the beast and the false prophet into the lake of fire, and God gives a new heaven, a new earth, and the pearly white city, then there will be no more years. You don't count years. God does not count years. God lives in the eternal now, right now. God is. He always has been. He always will be. He had no beginning. He has no ending. He is God from everlasting to everlasting. Psalm 90, 1 and 2. Now let me read this because I want to get this in. Give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art, and so on and so on. And he said, and the nations were angry. And the nations were angry. And thy wrath is come. And the time of the dead, they should be judged. And that thou shouldest give reward unto the servant, thy servants, the prophets. Now watch it, the prophets. The prophets. And to the saints, saints. And to them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them, which destroy the what? The earth. Man is destroying and has been destroying God's earth for 6,000 years. Now, I'm not critical. I'm not critical. Don't think I am. But when we went to the moon, what did we do? We polluted the moon. We left. I'd say we. I'm talking about America. And, of course, Russia has landed several spaceships on the moon. So Russia has polluted the moon, and we've polluted the moon. We've sent several limbs back to the moon, and we left our garbage up there on the moon. And so everything that man, listen, it doesn't make any difference what you think about it. I gave a whole list the other day. Everything that man has ever touched, he has polluted. And man is incurable when it comes to sin. The only way that man will ever get rid of sin completely is when God gives to us a new body. And of course, born again people already have a new heart, a new spirit, a new life. I have within me a new creation, but I'm in a body that can sin and does sin. Now, I don't mean that I go out here and get drunk. I don't mean that I go out here and gamble. I don't mean that I take God's name in vain. Those things are sin. But to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And the thought of foolishness is sin. And pride is sin. And so on. There are so many things that are sin that man does not label sin. So we're living in a weak, totally depraved, hopeless body. God gave it up to go back to dust. God said, Adam, dust thou art, to dust thou shalt return. The body goes back to dust. The spirit goes back to God that gave it. And so, he will destroy them that destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. And there were lightnings, voices, and thunderings, and an earthquake, and great hail. Glad I won't be here. Amen. I'm glad I won't be here. I'll be up there when all of that takes place. As I've said every broadcast, if you're not born again, you could be here. But if you're not born again, you can be born again. If you want to be born again, you can right now, this very moment. In the next 30 seconds, you can become a child of God if you want to. Simply bow your head and close your eyes and talk to God as you would talk to me if you should come to me with a problem. Just say, Dear God, I'm a sinner, I'm lost, and I don't want to go to hell, and I don't want to be here when the Antichrist comes and when the tribulation comes and when the hail falls. I don't want to be here, Lord. Save me. Let Jesus come into my heart and save me through his blood. If you'll pray words similar to those, pray the truth of those words, God will save you. Father, in the name of Jesus, for his sake, honor, and glory, I beseech thee, O God, save every soul that's under conviction. Deepen conviction, draw mightily, and save many, especially that soul that's nearest hell, for Christ's sake. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again, and before we close the program today, I want to let you know that we are in the second week of our gift offer, Why. Now, it's been a great offer so far. We've already received many requests for this gift offer. As you know, we like to put together material for you to help you grow in your Christian life and witness to others. Each week, we put together some special items, and we call them our gift offers, and we give them to you in return for your donations to the ministry. Now, this is Gift Offer Y, and it contains a book on prophecy by my dad that has been out of print. It also contains two compact discs with sermons preached by my dad in the big green tent to a live audience. Finally, five copies of a soul-winning book that is very, very relevant today, has been out of print for a while. We have it available for you in whatever quantity you can use to spread the gospel. And all of this is available to you if you simply ask for Offer Y and send your donation to the ministry in the amount of $15 or more. Now, if you can send $20, $25, or even a couple of dollars to help with the postage and handling, it would be appreciated. Every gift you give serves the Lord, and the Lord will bless you for it. But if you can send a donation of at least $15 and ask for Gift Offer Y, I'm going to send you first a book my dad wrote many years ago, but it could have been written yesterday. It is called Russia, Israel, and the End. It's a softback book, 72 pages long, and my dad put a lot of facts and figures in the book, and we have updated some of those. Some of those I've left because they're so relevant even today. But I know you will be blessed and learn from this book, Russia, Israel, and the End. Then we have a sermon preached in the Big Tent in Altoona, Pennsylvania, back in the 60s. God's calendar has only 2 days. Now, when my dad preached to an audience, it was at least an hour long, very different from his teaching us on the radio. I know you will really enjoy hearing him preach. Then the second one is another CD, The Tomb of Time and the Mortuary of the Devil, preached again in Pennsylvania. Finally, we are sending you 5 copies of the soul-winning book, Fear Hath Torment, a very powerful soul-winning booklet. So, to get all of this, just ask for Gift Offer Y and send your gift of at least $15. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.